That's something about men that women don't understand. And see, since y'all are multitaskers, you think we ought to be multitaskers. And let me tell you, we're not multitaskers. In fact, I remember when I heard Dr. Dodson tell this story. He said that at the 24th week in the womb of every boy, there is a chemical reaction that takes place that burns the link between the right and left brain. There's a chemical process that burns that brain, that link in two, only on the boys. It does not do it on the girls. And so he says, as every woman already knows, every man is born with brain damage. And we are. We can't help it. God is the one that damaged our brain. You know, so we're all in the same boat. If you're a man, that link is burned in two. God burned it in two, so you're a one-task job. You know, I guess what he did, he put that in there like that so you would be the long-term planner in your home, and you're the short-term planner. You're concerned about what we're going to eat, what we're going to wear today, what we're going to do this afternoon, and your husband's planning for the children's high school or college, and you ain't even thinking about that. You know, we don't even think of, girls don't even think about those kind of things. So that's why God has to have both a man and a woman. You know, so, but he does that. So anyway, he said, therefore, after verse 6, let's go to verse 7 and 8. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, this is a very powerful scripture. And 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. So if you are afraid of things, then you have picked up a spirit of fear. Is it possible for you to pick up a spirit of fear? Sure. Real easy. You know, some people scare their children. I've seen some daddies that will hide behind a door and their little girl come by and they jump out and scream at her, you know, and just scare the socks off of her. You should never do that. Never. Because when you do that, there's a possibility that when they go into that fear, that a spirit of fear sees the door open and he will enter that child. That happened to my daughter when she was 3 years old. I didn't understand it. I didn't know what happened. But Amanda was 3 and Tim was 5, and we was down on my dad's farm down in South Texas. And I was had a bunch of sea purlins out there. I was going to build a barn. And I went out to pick them up. And as I'm picking them up, I just reached down and picked up a sea purlin. When I picked it up, there was about a 5 or 6 foot long chicken snake laying right underneath that sea purlin. And he crawled in from the end, you know. Well, I scared him, I guess, because he knows that I have dominion over him. He's trying to get away. Well, he's running, and he's trying to run from me. He's running straight toward my children. Well, my son's standing there. He's a boy. But my little daughter, she's 3 years old, and that snake's coming right at her. What would you do? Oh, as that's exactly what Amanda did, too. She screamed. She, of course, she was only 3. You know, she had no idea, but that's what people do. We scream because she does not know, at 3 especially, but we need to learn our dominion and our power and our authority. We need to teach these principles to our children. So as that snake runs toward them, I got this big beam in my hand. And, of course, I see it running toward them. And so I just run down and I stab that. And I hit that snake about that far back behind his head. And he's about 5 foot long at least. And he's flopping on both ends. And, of course, Amanda is screaming. Just like these two little girls, both of them. I said, what would y'all do? Both of them said at the same time, we would scream. That's exactly what girls do. That's the way God made them. And so she was screaming at the top of her lungs. And she was screaming so loud. I said, Amanda, honey, please be quiet. I said, Daddy has the situation well in hand. And as I say that, I'm running down that beam, and I'm getting a hold of the snake's tail. Well, when I get a hold of his tail, I got him now, you know. I mean, he ain't going to get over there. And so I throw the beam over, and when I do, I ring him back like this, and I pop him one time like this, and when I do that, he breaks his neck. And so then I throw him way out yonder in the pasture. Of course, whenever I do that, when I say, honey, I got the situation well in hand. Tim's standing there. He said, Daddy, that's what I call really having the situation in your hand. See, he wasn't screaming or hollering or nothing. He wasn't the least bit. He was only five. But my little daughter was screaming at the top of her lungs. But, I mean, as soon as I threw that snake out there in the pasture and turned around, she was running toward me, and I reached down, and that little girl, 3 years old, she climbed up me, and when she got through climbing, her legs were around my neck. I never seen anything like this. I mean, she climbed me like a tree. She was scared. But after that, Amanda, from 3 years of age on, she would never spend the night away from Mom and Dad. She wouldn't even spend the night at Grandma and Grandpa's house. She would not go outside to feed her cat after dark. I couldn't understand what was wrong with her. And so finally one day, when she got to be about 13, she wanted to go home with a neighbor girl one night, and she said, "Daddy, you know, I might not be able to make it." I said, "Well, if you don't, I'll come get you." "Daddy, you promise if I can't stay, you'll come get me?" I said, "Of course, I will come get you." Well, about 10 o'clock at night, a thunderstorm came up, and it started lightning. And Amanda got all excited, and the woman finally called and said, "Thurman, Amanda's screaming at the top of her lungs. I can't quieten her down. Said she wants her daddy." And I said, "Well, I told her if she couldn't make it, I'd come get her." And she said, "Well, I said, I'll be over there in just a few minutes, take 15 or 20 minutes, tell her daddy's on the way." My wife said, "Honey, you got to teach her something." He said, "Just make her stay there tonight." I said, "I told her I'd come get her. I can't do nothing else. I am not going to be a liar to this little girl. I have told her if she can't make it, I will be there." So I said, "I'm going to be there." So I knew when I want my children growing up thinking daddy's a liar. So I went and got her. I brought her home. Of course, she was okay. As soon as she got in daddy's arms, she was okay. Now then, when she was 15, over here in this house, one night about midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, my wife came downstairs and said, "I don't know what's wrong with Amanda. But she's up there in the bed crying her eyes out. I cannot get her to stop." I said, "Okay." So I got up, put a robe on, went upstairs. I said, "Honey, what's wrong?" She said, "Daddy, I have such fear." I said, "Of what?" She said, "Daddy, I believe if I died tonight, I'd go to hell to be with the devil." I said, "Honey, when you were 6 years old, you made Jesus Christ Lord of your life. Did you mean that or not?" "Yes, Daddy, I meant it. I meant it. But I have this fear." Who didn't give us that fear? God didn't give us that spirit of fear? So who does it come from? The devil. So the devil had legal right that day down on the farm at 3. I did not know this. But that devil entered her, that spirit of fear entered her, and she'd been living in torment from 3 to 15. And whenever she said what she said, the Lord spoke to me just as clear right up there in that bedroom and said, "Son, Amanda has a spirit of fear. In my name, cast it out." So I knelt down there on the side of the bed. I reached up and grabbed her by the shoulders. And I said, I looked her right in the eye and I said, "You foul spirit of hell, I don't know how you got in here, but you're going today. In the name of Jesus, this foul spirit of fear, you come out of my daughter." Now, if you've heard God tell you she's got a spirit of fear and you have power to cast it out in his name, what are you going to do? You're going to cast it out. That's exactly right. And so I kicked this thing out of her, and after she went from crying to hilariously laughing and praising God. I've never seen anything like it. It was awesome. So the next morning, 7 o'clock, she's getting ready to go to school. She comes down to go catch the bus. She comes bouncing through. I said, "Honey, how you feel this morning?" "Oh, Dad, I feel like a new girl. Praise God." She said, I said, "Are you afraid of anything?" "No, not afraid of nothing." I said, "Wow, praise the Lord." Now, who didn't give us that spirit of fear? For God has not given us the spirit of fear. So if you have fear, where is it coming from? From the devil. Now then, you have power over it. Now, since both these little girls here, they're normal girls, both of them said that if they saw a snake, they would scream. I won't tell both you little girls, and Mama, she might even be the same way. And this third one over here, too.
Oh, no.
You girls have dominion and power over that snake. He has no power over you. So when you see a snake, if he's crawling across there, you don't go into fear. You just look down and say, in the name of Jesus, you got to go. That's when you really, that's tough, isn't it, brother? We can do it. We can do it. We not be afraid. Don't scream about nothing. That's fear. When you scream, both of you girls said you'd scream. But that's normal girls. Well, don't be a normal girl. Be a child of God. I mean, realize your power and authority and dominion. You don't have to be afraid of a snake. You have to be afraid of nothing. You know, some people are afraid of a mouse. You know, you don't have to be afraid of them. You know, they can't hurt you. You know, you as children of God, you don't have to be afraid of nothing. Nothing. It says here, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So what do we have? Power. And it comes from God. So we need to start claiming these promises, don't we? Sure, that's why when I saw that snake running out from under there, I didn't have no problem with that snake. You know, I just stabbed him with that big old beam and caught him, and then I just reached down there and got his tail and broke his neck, throwed him away, killed him. No problem. I know that I have power from God. I mean, he told me that in his word, didn't he? Yeah. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Don't be ashamed of the testimony of God. When you go to school, many of you young people in here have still got that ahead of you. If the world don't fall apart, if we don't come to the end before that time, and that may or may not happen. You know, I am completely convinced that we are in the beginning of the tribulation period. If we are, then we only got 7 years left until the end of the great tribulation, and then the next year Jesus Christ is going to come again. Wow!
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, A Vessel of Honor for God's Glory, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.